And hello, everyone. Welcome back to Season 2 of the SCP Black Files podcast. Same cast from last season is back again. And we're starting to get back into the motion. We had a week off. At least us, the players, did. And we've taken some time to do some planning and figure out what's coming to you this season. So, coming off the hip, can I just get a hello from everyone?
Hello!
Hello!
Yay. So the party finds themselves, after leaving this library setting, wherever they were, no one's quite sure about that one, in a concrete room. Mr. Taylor, I think we'll enter as Mr. Taylor's feet touch the ground. Taylor kind of just strains his neck. Y'all okay down there? Looks like you took a tumble.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
Yes, I'm doing better than ever.
Let's get you folks up. So, after getting you all up and standing in, you find yourselves in what looks to be a probably about 15 by 15 concrete box with large plate glass windows on the far wall from where you're currently standing. Behind you there seems to be a wooden door, and in the center between the two plate glass windows there is a mechanical door inlaid to the wall.
What did we get shot out at?
Well, let's figure that out.
I just gotta go for the door then. Just open it up.
Seems to be locked by the key card sliding door, so Taylor pops his card out of his wallet. Seems to have like two or three cards at this point that he's cycling between. Don't know which position's the best for him.
So I look up at Mr. Taylor as we're walking. You'll have to forgive me for being absent-minded. What's going on right now?
We're getting you folks out of there.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course. So you start passing through the first gate, and there's another door a bit of a ways ahead of you, and there's a button to the side wall, which you see Taylor press once all three of you get in. Suddenly, steam starts shooting out of the walls, or what looks like a vapor, at least, coating you in it.
What side of the world are we on?
We should still be in the Americas.
Did we leave the library already?
Yes.
Here we're out.
Okay, so I look over at Duke and Michael, and I say, still in the Americas. You mean to say that we aren't in... We were in Massachusetts, weren't we?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, so we aren't there anymore.
Yep.
So I guess I keep stumbling along. Can you tell me about exactly, like, is there anything notable about my surroundings? Anything?
So the chamber you guys stepped in where the gas was getting injected, the vapor was getting injected, hasn't opened up yet. You feel then, probably a couple seconds later, fans turn on, blowing y'all off, at which point the door in front of you slides open. And you are immediately met by what looks to be two armed guards.
Okay.
Greetings.
Hello.
That's some nice firepower you have there.
Fall in.
Greg's obeying, but in his head is still just like, I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming. This is a dream. It's all okay.
May I ask what the security guards are armed with? Like, what type of weapons?
They look to be about 25 inches from stock to tip. It's a compressed personal defense weapon. Possibly chambered chamber and looks like 9mm.
May I ask what branch this is? Where are we right now?
You've come into Foundation custody until we can confirm your acting status.
Okay.
Follow along, you'll be brought into separate interrogation rooms to confirm information.
Of course.
So as you see Taylor kind of, you all kind of begin to fall in, Taylor at the end, and you're being marched down this hallway. Probably about a couple minutes of walking, a few turns, you come up to a line of rooms and are each one by one placed in a cell until, so the three of you are shutting your rooms at 1 o'clock.
We just sit there quietly and wait.
Okay, so you said that we're all like led into these cells. Who goes into like the first cell by themselves, and what's the order of us being assigned to these cells?
It's probably going to be in order, probably Beck, Norik, Riker, and then,
So whenever I'm led up to the cell, I look over to the people that are escorting us in. I'm assuming they're the security guards. Mm-hmm. And I say, so, if I may ask, what's the point of us being, isolated?
We're continuing to monitor the situation as it develops.
Could someone stay here to talk with me? I've had a really odd day, and I could really use someone to talk to about all this.
Someone will be coming in a moment. Just hold tight.
Oh, thank you. I go into the cell.
So at this point, I think I'm going to start with Beck. You guys have been sitting in your respective locations probably about 30 minutes at this point. I think we'll start with you, as I said.
Okay, I assume I've never heard of the Foundation.
Not to your immediate knowledge.
What Foundation?
I do think we should actually give you a bit more explanation of this room you're in. Looks to be about 7.5 feet cubed. There's a bed cropped up to one wall, a small table in the center with two chairs on each side of it. And there is a bathroom arrangement in the back right corner with a camera directly above it, facing out to the rest of the room.
Do I still have my weapons?
And you've been left with your gear. You're just sitting there.
If there's a bed, then I'm totally just chilling on it.
But I'm starting. You hear what sounds like the door. The door makes like a creaking noise after probably you've been waiting for about a half hour. Mm-hmm. So. Damn it! Door's locked up. Can someone pry this thing open? You hear probably another 5 to 10 minutes, another minute or two pass, at which point you hear banging as the door is forced open.
I pull my pistol.
Didn't think there's going to be a need for that. Pleasure. Dr. Conaghan.
Craig Alden.
I'm aware. As I said, I'm Dr. Conaghan, and I will be handling your debrief following the situation you were just in.
Are you breaking me out of here?
What?
You just pried open my locked cell door.
Experiencing some technical difficulties right now.
Okay, and I holster my pistol. So, a briefing. Can you tell me what's going on?
Just take a seat. We'll start there.
I sit on my bed.
He takes a seat at the table, reaches into the filing case, and sets a small sheet, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper on it. Looks to be laminated. Unit. Here he goes in. Kind of stands up, walks over, hands it to him.
I read the red.
So at the top of the header, it first starts out. Let's handle the sections as you and I start talking. As I said, my name is Dr. Conniger. I'll be handling your processing during your early stay with the Foundation. Until we can either get you cleared for deinformation and reintegration or sign a working contract. The SCP Foundation is functioning as the last line of defense against humanity and the greater odd world. I think you've had a fair encounter with that today.
So you can confirm I wasn't dreaming.
Well, I'd hope not. That would bode very poorly for the rest of us. You weren't dreaming, were you?
Well, I haven't fallen asleep yet, so... If I was conscious then, I'm conscious now.
Alrighty. Never mind that, though. Yes. As I was saying, we stand in the dark to protect the light as you'd have it. God, this sounds corny, Jesus. I'll phrase it like this. There's weird shit in this world that we fight. Our job is to make sure the weird shit doesn't affect everyone else.
So you're like government superheroes.
Not exactly. We're not superheroes.
Well, I mean, you know, the comic book stuff.
No. Let me think. He starts rattling in the case. So you just came out of one of our objects, Object 8710. It's an extensive, multi-hundred-mile library to our current understanding.
Yep, that rings a bell.
Yes. We have a variety of objects of a similar sort. Whether it be a bowl of soup that constantly refills itself, or a coffee machine that outputs where the hell you're looking for, we have it. It's all weird, but it's our job to make sure the weirdness stays. While your superhero example, or... There's no bad guy in the common sense. It's just something to be contained.
So do you have weird stuff?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No. I do not personally have any special effects.
Are there people who do?
Can't quite say.
Huh.
What I can say, not to steal a quote from any numerous amounts of movies, you're sitting at the edge of a rabbit hole. You can either take the red pill and join the madness, or take the blue pill and go back to your normal life at this point. Such a freaking corny. You see him look up at the cam and kind of gesture.
Does it pay well?
Pays better. Well, it's not the word I describe it, but there's decent hazard pay and housing provided.
So, what's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Can't say.
What's something you could tell me then?
About what I've currently told you. I'll leave you the general details, but all I'll say is either you walk out here with the memories of what just has happened, or else you're not walking out with those memories.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm doing anything else.
Based on that form, you'll see the NDA and following your signing of the document. I'll come and collect them in a couple minutes. I'll give you some time to run through that. He, at this point, stands up and trots out the room. At which point, the door does seem to get resealed automatically. At which point, I'm going to go on to, I think the next pertinent one would be Norik. Let's go to Norik next.
Okay, so for the full 30 minutes that it takes for them to get to me, it is going to take them like 30 minutes, right?
So it's probably been about 40 minutes for you, 10 minutes talking to him, at which point now you hear...
Well, for the 40 minutes in between, the first like 5 minutes, I'm waiting in the chair and like... After like 2 more minutes, after 5 minutes and no one's showing up, he starts like trembling really bad. So he crawls over in a little ball on the bed. I believe you said there's a bed that Bad Rhino is in. Do the cameras in the facility, or do they pick up sound? Or they sound? Do they just pick up video?
You are not aware unless you're making some kind of like mechanical check.
Well, that's not something Norik would be curious about. He's just sitting there crawling in bed, and he's repeating the word fall to himself over and over again to try and comfort himself in these harrowing times of self-confinement.
After, as I said, about 10 minutes after you heard some racket from next door, you hear your door right open.
I just sit there in my ball and keep repeating the word to myself over and over again. I don't even look over towards the door.
So man seems to walk into the room calmly with a case in hand. Take a seat at the table.
Hey.
Hello, Mr. Ellison.
Okay. I kind of keep saying the word to myself a little bit more and more, but eventually I just stop and I poke my You get here.
I'm Dr. Conniger.
Mr. Conniger.
Doctor.
Yes, of course. It's not part of your name. It's like a title. Doctor, then Conniger. Yes, Dr. Conniger. How can I assist you today? Oh, no. That's right. I told them to send someone over here. You must be the person that they sent to talk to me.
I was already coming in to discuss with you since we had you enter sight. It was just a nice byproduct that I'm also here to help with.
Okay. So the people outside ignored me, but you still chose to show up anyway. Okay.
No.
I think I understand.
No, I was going to be coming either. There was no ignoring. But that doesn't matter. As I said, my name is Dr. Conniger. I will be dealing with some processing with you. And I need to administer a quick test.
Before we go through this test, may I ask why we're doing this? I mean, I feel perfectly fine. My leg was feeling pretty awful, like, a couple hours ago, but as I clarified with some other people, I think that that's taken care of now.
It's a medical assistance query, just to know if we have to write down any prescriptions or medical notices.
Do y'all have any ketamine pills?
No, not in stock.
Damn it!
Not in hand that I can hand out.
What kind of doctor are you? Oh well, I sit down at the table.
I'm a doctor of psychology, not a doctor of medicine. And I'm not a psychiatrist.
Yes.
I'm a psychologist.
If I remember my terminology correctly, that means you research the mind, correct?
Yes, I conceptualize the mind. I do not repair the mind with medicine.
Well, let me just tell you that my mind is like a fortress. I don't know what you think is wrong with me, sir, that you need to test, but
I do not think anything's wrong with your mind. Required testing after anomalous encounters. I see here you function out of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Unusual Incidents Division.
Yes, doctor. Although, I must say, you know, I don't get very many doctors that know my position offhand.
Well, as I said, I'm Dr. Conninger, and I function out of the SCP Foundation.
The PC... what? Foundation?
The SCP. We function...
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to take this in. SCP, what are those? Are they a type of a food?
You know the estranged events you find yourself happening into occasionally, such as the past couple days for you?
You mean my entire job, my career?
Yes.
Yes, of course I would know about those events. I live through them, that's my job.
We're the private solution.
Oh, so, like, private investigators, you mean?
Paramilitary.
Ooh, huh. So, secret military.
Secret to the open public, but not internationally secret. I wouldn't be functional.
Huh. Out of all my time in the government, I never once heard about you, and I must say that is quite disappointing because a lot of people look down on my unit, and, you know, knowing that there was a part that was so important, I bet they wouldn't have talked so illy about me. Anyways, so you said you were coming to talk to me about something. What must be discussed? Do I need to clarify from what we just were?
We're going to be doing a Class A psychological evaluation to determine the necessity of post-response amnestic treatment, followed by some other more pressing matters.
Did you say amnestic treatment? Is that another name for ketamine? That's the only pill I've taken recently.
Amnestics. Mind-altering agents used to suppress bad memories and bad thought processes.
Huh. I don't remember taking such a drug. Are you sure you have the right guy? I mean, this one guy is...
We're trying to identify if we need to put you on a dosage to reorganize your previous events into a more processed manner.
You mean, like, mess with my mind like a surgeon messes with someone's broken leg?
I'd say we're rather good surgeons, so yes.
I find that both incredibly repulsive, yet extremely cool at the same time.
I've got a form for you to fill out. We're gonna do some identification. I'll be back in a couple minutes to collect this.
So I just have to. Let's see. Do you have the test here? Or is that what you're going to go get?
I have it here for you. You see him pop up in the case, pull out a sheet of paper and a pencil.
Okay. So what type of test is this? Multiple choice, fill in the blank, short answer.
Nearest possible response. 5 scale.
So, Times New Roman, size 12 font? Is that how you want this done?
No. Just fill in the bubble that is most connected to your current belief. So I'll give you a couple minutes to fill that in.
Okay.
He stands up with the case, taps on the door, door slides open, and he steps out.
May I ask what some of the questions are and what the answers are to them?
So I feel like the content of the questions doesn't matter as you begin to fill us out as we go to our first break of the session. And hello everyone, welcome back to part 2 of the SCP Black Files podcast. Episode 14.
Okay.
So following the surveys given to one or two members of the squad, I think we're just going to get straight back into the flow of things.
Okay.
With starting with back again. So, Mac, it's been about half hour since you've had the guy. No, probably about 5 minutes since the guys actually last come in. And you hear the door opening again. This time, it does just slide open nicely. Maybe a little puttering, though. Hello again.
Hello.
Can I collect that form from you? I hope you've gotten a chance to read it through.
I sure have. Nothing worse than I've signed.
Or
mostly before.
It's... You'll have orientation starting this week. After signatory, you'll... They haven't stated where they'll throw you guys, but it'll be better together, I hope.
I like it.
But... I think for now we can get you... No, let me do it. Looks at the form, checks it. I'll take that. Close the case. If you follow me, let's get you to a crew quarters.
Lead the way.
So he leads you out to the right, and he just keeps weaving. You guys probably traverse 20 to 30 different turns just to arrive at the section. It seems to be more like, it has a lot more wood accents in it. The floors are all wood now. And the walls actually have some wallpaper compared to the bare concrete of the area you were just in. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the housing sector.
So this is where I'll be for the next while?
Probably just a day or two. Each of the room you're going to be going in has been stocked up with basic provisions, i.e. clothing, all that. Wait, facility map. You need one of those, don't you?
I don't have one.
Yes, let me get that. Ha-ha! Here it is. He hands you this... It looks to be about 8 stack, where it's a... You know, like, the size of a U.S. travel map to get across the United States via highways? It looks to be about 4 of those stacked on top of each other. In width.
Thank you, sir.
I know it's a little bulky. It, trust me, it's better than the alternative.
I just go put it on my bed.
So you actually get a rather nicely furnished room. It's, first of all, one person instead of double bunk rooms. And you have a small writing desk, a dresser with no clothes in it. But on the bed itself, though, you see what looks to be a single change of clothes, toiletries kit, towel, soap, well, toiletries kit, yeah. And a few other just niceties. And there looks to be just a rather thick book. It's gray bound, and it does not have any text on the outside of it.
Before he leaves, I would ask if there's a schedule that I need as well.
He points at the book. It'll all be in there.
Alright.
You'll hear dinner get called out. Probably checks his watch. About 3 hours.
Well, I guess I'll go take a shower then.
Bathroom's at the end of the hall. I'll leave you to it. Now we move on. About another 10 minutes after this, to Craig. You hear a light set and knock on the door.
You said Craig.
Sorry, not Craig. Riker. You hear a light set of raps on your door. At which point the door slides open, Riker.
I sit up from the bed.
Hello there.
Hello.
I am Dr. I'm Dr. Conacher.
Nice to meet you, Conacher. Duke.
Yep. Briefing was taken care of by the security agents, so let's get you hooked up with a housing space and just some basic provisions. I haven't marked down that you were operating as a field agent in Westford, Massachusetts. in Westford, Massachusetts. Massachusetts is some real nice territory. Was it calm? You guys, it seems to be, again, 5 or 6 minutes of walking. You're brought to a hallway in the staffing sector. Well, right there is going to be your partner, Mr. Alden, I think he said his name was.
Yes.
He'll be in that room right there. He points to one on the left side of the hallway. It's the first door. Take the one right next to him. Basic provisions are in the room. Toiletries, kit, towels, clothing. Bathroom's at the end of the hall. Dinner will be announced over the loudspeakers.
Okay, thank you.
Alright. So as you are now settling in, you're going to move on to Mr. Ellison. After 20 minutes or so, giving you some time to fill out this decently beefy questionnaire. It probably had about 80 questions on it.
Okay.
Just packed. It's like, we're talking like 9-point font, singles-based.
On questions I didn't want to answer, I just draw a big X on the page and move to the next one.
Hello, Mr. Ellison.
You see, I told you that my mind is a fortress. You see, I know how to beat your questionnaire.
Wasn't something to be, it was just to... Alright.
I just got
in contact with your superiors over at the UIU via site command.
Yes.
We're going to be having you do a short stint with us, just to help cover some gaps. You know, a new squad we're forming.
Well, okay. I've been sitting here, I've just been thinking. You mentioned this amnestic. I'm assuming it's a treatment. What?
It's a treatment.
Yeah. Yes,
low dosage aerosol amnestics, most likely administered through facial contact.
So if I fail this test.
There's no failing or succeeding. We're just diagnosing, seeing where we can help. Function as a better person.
Okay. So if I am not an adequate person...
No. We're helping you improve. There's no inadequacy.
I guess I'm just trying to figure, like, aren't who we are just a combination of all of our past experiences culminated into one being that is currently witnessing the present, constantly re-culminating that into their future versions that then have to face those circumstances. Won't you... Let's say that y'all decide that this amnestic treatment does work, is necessary, and you'll start poking and prodding at my brain.
Not poking or prodding at your brain. We're administering an aerosol substance your face.
Okay, so whenever I'm choking on this mystery substance...
You won't even be choking. You will barely notice it.
So whenever I'm barely noticing this mystery substance flooding my nostrils, won't that change who I am as a person? Like, because if all we are is a combination of what made us who we are today, what's going to happen to who I am right now if this treatment goes through?
You'll find yourself sleeping easier at night.
Well, hey, how did you know I have insomnia?
I have your medical history. Right here. Reaches into his case, pulls out about a 30-page document.
Oh.
With industrial alligator clips on it.
Yes?
Not alligator, Y clips.
Damn, you... You definitely did read through that. Most doctors I've been to just kind of skim through it and don't read anything. I guess you take your job pretty seriously.
Yes, I've read every page of this.
I feel so sorry for you. I don't even want to read that. I'd probably have nightmares for days.
I have so many questions after reading through this, but...
Well, you begin to... I don't know if learn's the right word to use, but... After they put you through enough stupid jobs, I'd like to think you begin to learn, well, gain some kind of expertise. Even if that does damage you as a person.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said, though, we're going to be getting you hooked up with a nice place to stay here. And we should hopefully have you processed by the end of the day. And getting you all sent out to your deployment point.
Say, while I'm working with you, you didn't tell me much about the PSC Foundation.
SPC.
SPC. My bad.
SCP. We are not the SPC. That is a different organization. They're bastards.
Okay. I'll try not to refer to the personnel here as bastards.
We are the SCP Foundation, standing for Secure, Contain, Protect.
Oh, I get it. It's like,
an acronym.
Yes.
It's an acronym.
Yes, that makes sense. It's quite clever. It's pretty cool. So, So you said that you're more like a mystery type UIU. Most of the time in the UIU, whenever something is discovered, we get all these more professional people and they do whatever they do. What's the protocol here if I uncover something, since I'm going to be partnered with you?
You'll find we are the more professional guys you speak of.
Oh. What the hell do y'all do with everything I look into every day?
We put it in a box. We store it.
In a box?
Not literally a box. Well, for the non-living things, we put them in boxes.
That's
the living things we put in slightly larger boxes.
I mean, haven't you ever been worried about somebody finding these boxes and taking what's inside? I mean, I'd rather not have the general public finding some of the stuff I find under people's beds.
It's rather nice that we can remove memories, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now that you say that, you did mention something like that. What was it? 20 minutes ago? No, wait. We were just talking about that. My bad. Yes. Amnestics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I go up to the door, and I say, okay, so, let's see. How do I open this thing? Where's my chamber you were talking about?
Follow me.
Okay.
He walks up to the door, raps on it with his fist. Sorry. Seems like security's a little... We're between shifts right now, so there's going to be a minor delay in security response to open doors.
I back up and I say, so y'all don't have, like, doorknobs?
I found doorknobs to be a bit risky with all those people removing them, you know?
Huh.
We use keycard readers.
If I may ask, what keeps anyone in the I'm just going to call it the Foundation for simplicity's sake, if it's okay with you, sir. What keeps people in the Foundation from using these objects for their own purposes?
A million pounds of bureaucracy.
Wait. This amnestic treatment, you aren't going to be using these properties on my brain, like, these aren't these anomalous properties you're using to manipulate these memories, are they?
No, they're natural.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
We have anomalous amnestics, but we've put those out of practice as they're a bit harder to manufacture. Never mind that, though. Let's get you out of here.
Okay.
He tries rapping on the door again, and this time you hear the door slide open. Security guard, not there. Seems like they actually opened it remotely via the cameras. And you're let out. Take that same winding path I've talked about a few times now. Okay. To the housing sector.
Do I see Duke and Craig out there?
No, it's private rooms.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the housing sector. This is where every Foundation member on site lives.
Okay.
We've already gotten your debriefing statement, so no need for that. Of course, don't talk about what you've seen, yada yada yada. You have an NDA for you to sign. Sign that when you enter the room. Put that in your door slot right there. He shows you this little plastic sleeve that's attached to the outside of the door. One of us will come and collect that from you soon.
How long is my do not talk about contract? Because I have some friends in UIU, and we like to you know, talk sometimes about the weirdest things we've seen. And what if I see something that's like super crazy while I'm working for you?
Non-disclosure agreement.
I know, but think about.
All right, let's phrase it like this: we're required to report any violations of the veil, even between organizations, due to Ethics Committee Organizational Rule 44-A. Following a violation of that rule, you're subject to termination of employment. D-class incarceration.
D-class incarceration. So it is like a grade. You're going to fail me on something. You're going to give me a D in something and fail me.
No. We have 5 classes of rank throughout the Foundation, starting at A, moving to E. It's your priority on the food chain. E-class, expendable. There are those who have been recently affected by anomalous effects that have shortened their lifespan and put them as a direct risk to those around them.
Expendable.
Yes.
So,
D-class, disposable, able to be thrown away.
Wait. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to process this. You mean you put people in a trash can?
No.
But you just...
Someone has to test how these things work.
Yo. I'm sorry, surely I must be misjudging you. You're not saying you put these people in the same room.
I'm not debating the ethical quandary of this. That's not my job. That's up to the Ethics Council at this point.
Good lord, you do? Can I speak to these ethics people? Because this is a little bit extreme.
Well, I'm going to lead you to sign that NDA. Just let's stick to agreeing to the NDA, understood? It's easier that way.
I'll put my signature on it, but I very much would like to speak to some advisor or something for this committee, because I'm very weary of their judgments if they're willing to feed people just for experimentation.
It's ethically the question. But it's not your and my job to worry about, it's our job. Well, it's your job to take care of the threat outside. My job to keep you sane.
Sane?
Yes.
I'm not insane. And after my couple years of working, I don't think I've ever gone insane. I think.
Well, you're going to be dealing with the full brunt of the thing instead of us coming and picking them up now.
He kind of gulps a little bit. He's like, lovely. I love dealing with what I work with every day. Okay. You mean like I have to... So whenever I see something, instead of being able to, like, something that looks very dangerous, something that would very clearly want to do bodily harm to me, instead of calling the professionals that have more combat experience to pick it up for me, I'm gonna have to pick it up and take it here?
You're gonna become the combat professional.
Oh god! Glorious! That sounds completely awful. Thank you, Dr. Connolly.
You're most likely gonna be fulfilling a more field research-based role, but...
So what am I? Am I one of these Class E expendables since you're sending me off to these beasts?
No, you'll be considered a Class C. Somewhat useful.
Oh, God. What does Class C stand for? Coal personnel? People that are up next on the expendable line?
No. A, B, and C are all Foundation personnel. We take care of you.
Good Lord, I hope so.
Well, let's just leave it at that. I'll leave you to get acquainted with your accommodations, and food will be called over the intercom.
Oh, what's for dinner?
Heard it's pizza night.
Pizza! Oh, I love pizza. You know, I haven't had a good pizza in maybe... It has to have been at least, like, 2 or 3 weeks. You know, I...
So as you're looking at the doctor after this conversation, we slowly pull the camera out. To the man's just... You can... As you're pulling out the cam, though, you can see this man's oh-so-disgruntled face. He did not want to deal with this today. This is not what he signed up for.
Or it can't be changed. Well, it's been a...
But, on that note, I think it's a perfect time to call this episode of the SCP Black Files podcast to a close. I've been your host, The Administrator, and this has been my partner. We are produced under a CC BY SA 4.0 license. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter to get an active update of when our next episodes are released. And please, please drop us a follow just so you can also get updated.